Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Check out Five Reasons YouTube before floor, an hour before every Heat game. Post up 5R as soon as the Heat game ends. And content throughout the day, so make sure you hit the subscribe button so you get all of it. Also, FiveReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out. You get the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk and others on all the South Florida teams. And the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes our friends over at Therapist Preferred. You're going to need to recover after this one. Get your CBD, the sports cream, the gummies, the tincture, all of it at therapistpreferred.com. 5RSN, that's the number 5RSN, that's the code for 25% off everything that they offer. Again, it's therapistpreferred.com. And now, I'm in Boston. I'm letting Greg handle this one. Here's tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yay. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. I am your host, Greg Sylvander. Tonight's floor plan with me, Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. We are starting this show with 139 to go in the fourth quarter. The Miami Heat are down 100-82. They're going to lose game four of the Eastern Conference Finals in Boston to tie the series 2-2. On to game five we go. I guess I'm going to start like this. We're going to talk about what we should be concerned about and what we should not be concerned about. What concerned me from this game, I'll go over those things first. Jimmy Butler didn't look right physically. I thought he didn't look aggressive. He was not hunting for mismatches. He was not hunting to get to the free throw line at all. Didn't like how he looked. Didn't think PJ looked particularly good either. Wasn't looking for the basket. That's concerning to me. It's funny to say it, but like Tyler Hero's role in all this and the way that it balances things off the bench with the scoring punch, I'd be lying if I said they don't need him back. So that's another thing to watch. But really the biggest thing for me here, if we're talking about a takeaway in terms of being concerned for me, is Jimmy's health. What we're not going to be concerned about is that this is like some indictment on this team that, oh, they don't have the kind of mindset to go up there and get another one. They got the split. So let's just keep a little bit of perspective. Celtics won one in Miami, took the home court. Miami went up to Boston, got the home court back. They split. Mission accomplished overall. I know this game sucks to watch. Listen, I've watched every Miami Heat playoff game since 1991-92 when they played the Chicago Bulls and got swept. Saw their first playoff victory against the Atlanta Hawks. Saw their first game five elimination game, game seven. I've watched them all. The Hornets blow them out the gym with Jamal Mashburn on the others. I've seen the worst of the worst every Knicks game. This was the worst half I've ever watched in Heat basketball. I get it. It sucks. But it does not mean that this series is over. Alex, what the hell do you take from this? I know that was a long opening monologue for me here, but damn, this is a tough one to watch. How the hell did you consume this basketball tonight?
I mean, I consumed this game miserably. I don't know that I've ever seen a first half like that from the Heat when it comes to, you know, a game as important as this, with as much stakes as this, with as much expectations as this. You know, the starting group, you got 7-36 combined shooting from them tonight after they've been such a rock solid, extremely positive group for you, whether it's been with Kyle or Gabe as a starting point guard. They've been extremely consistent in this playoff run, and you got the complete opposite of that tonight. I think it was almost unbelievable in the sense that, like, I could not have predicted this, right? Like, you know, whatever, the Heat getting blown out by the Celtics is one thing, but that first half, it was just, I haven't seen you know, a scoring drought like that from them this season, despite all the offensive concerns. Like, it was actually really weird to watch. And there's been a lot of weird swings like that throughout this Heat Celtics series. So that's part of it. You know, you got to have the right perspective. It's 2-2. You're going back home. It's a best of three, and two of them are in Miami. You would have game seven in Miami. So things are still favoring the Heat, but yeah, the one thing you got to be concerned about is Jimmy going forward. If this is just a one-time thing, that's fine, because he's really been excellent throughout this entire playoff run. And they got a game here from him where, you know, he just did not step up at all. He ended up, 3 of 14? Yeah. So he did not look like himself at all. I haven't seen a game like this at all from him. And it doesn't go, you know, only to him. The blame doesn't go only to him. Everybody else is bad. Like I said before, you got 0 of 7 from Max. You got 1 of 6 from Kyle, 0 of 4 from PJ. Just like, not to break it all down to field goals, but, you know, all of that just kind of paints the picture for itself. You got completely killed on the rebounding effort, at least while the game was actually still in balance. And the one thing that I'm going to nitpick about, maybe it's just because I'm a little bit, not in a great mood after having to sit through that entire game, but really it struck me a little weird that they kind of gave up and waved the white flag as early as they did. Maybe it's me being a little naive, but I thought that kind of just sitting out the starters with a few minutes to go in the third quarter, 2-3 minutes, however much it was a little weird to me. Maybe, you know, it's a good thing because we know that those guys need the rest, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you know, the Celtics came back from a similar deficit in a similar window of time last game. So, you know, again, that might be naive because this was really not their game at all. But I'm like, you know, maybe wait till 10 minutes in the fourth quarter instead of like 3 minutes in the third. You got poor Gabe and Caleb and Duncan and Depot doing so much work out there. And by the way, those guys were good. You know, that's kind of been the opposite of what's happened this entire playoff run. You know, you got a lot of decent production from those guys. You know, some of it was when the game was already out of balance, like I said. But, you know, you got a big game from Depot. Caleb showed you some stuff. Duncan showed you some stuff towards the end. The starters really were awful. And, you know, you just got to make sure it doesn't happen again. The series is back to being real.
Right? I know. Now everybody can feel that uncomfortable feeling in the pit of their stomach when you're not always up.
It's uncomfortable again. That's what it is.
Yep. And sometimes you have to comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfort, the comfortable. So we'll see how the series goes. I'm glad that you kind of started to go towards the bench, because there are some positives to take from here. And just to piss off the most cynical of Heat fan that may be listening, we're going to finish this show on what positives we could take from this total, complete disaster. When a disaster strikes in your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress an unexpected disaster may cause. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael Robert and their team is prepared to handle any size disaster. The guys are third-generation contractors in South Florida, so continuing to maintain their sterling reputation is extremely important to them. Their objective is to make the cleanup and insurance claim process painless and hassle-free. Water Cleanup of Florida is also a licensed building contractor, so they provide the A to Z service, one-stop shopping that busy homeowners and business owners require. There's no need to bring in any other contractors. They'll handle it all for you. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell, 954-579-0356. Again, that's Water Cleanup of Florida. Call Michael, 954-579-0356. If you got the schmutz like the Heat did in game 4, Water Cleanup of Florida has the guts. Is there anything we need to read into about them putting Robert Williams on Jimmy? Like, is that something that is, first off, I guess we don't know if Robert Williams' ass is going to even play in game 5, but if, let's just say he plays, is that something that you thought was calculated by Boston, was just a product of the way that kind of the matchups worked out and Jimmy wasn't really looking for his offense? What did you make of that little bit? That I did see a slight adjustment there from Boston.
You know, it's actually a good question, because I feel like, you know, obviously that's something that we've seen coaches go to in previous playoff runs. When it comes to trying to make things harder on Jimmy, we know that he is somebody who wants to bully guys who are either his size or smaller and get into the paint, maybe get to the free throw line. And it's harder to do that when you have bouncy, athletic strong centers like Robert Williams on you. And I think we, like I said, we saw that with Anthony Davis in the bubble, especially when the Lakers could focus all their defense on, you know, Jimmy. Maybe if the Heat were healthy that season, I mean, that series, we would have seen some cons for the Lakers doing that, you know, in other matchups. But they were missing Bam and Gordon at that time. Last year, that team was just, you know, very weak compared to, I think, this team and the bubble team when we saw Giannis matched up onto Jimmy. And then we saw Embiid matched up onto Jimmy several times in the Sixers series, and he definitely won that one. He was dusting up Embiid and scoring on him with ease. He, I think, is somebody who could score on Horford or Tice with ease when he's feeling right. The Robert Williams one is tricky. I don't think it's a black or white type of thing. I think you can make things happen with other matchups if you have Rob Williams focused on Jimmy, whereas like if you have Rob Williams matched up onto PJ, he can easily just cheat and help off the corner and easily recover because of how bouncy and athletic he is. He does a pretty good job recovering on those three-point contests for PJ Tucker. So he was definitely very impactful tonight. He wasn't the reason that the Celtics went up by as much as they did, but he was definitely, you know, one of their better players tonight. They just got to do a much better job, I think, offensively when it comes to the process. Like, I think they were very hurried up in the beginning. They were not getting great shots. And then it just, you know, that stink just kind of kept piling up and becoming exponential. And really, they were a great first quarter team all season. And for most of this playoffs, they get like, for as simple as it sounds, they cannot be starting off that way. And it really just kind of ate up into the rest of the game. They're not a team that is built to be playing back from big leads. Like, they're just not built for that, especially with Tyler Herro off the floor. And I posted in our off the floor feed that, you know, in the playoffs, they've been a -8 net with net rating with Tyler on the floor. And without him on the floor, I think it was 30.
Yeah.
So obviously that was before tonight. But regardless of that, you know, missing Tyler is still not a good thing. And you saw tonight the effect it could have when, you know, you have your starters not coming through, not being able to have a guy like Tyler there to come off and maybe help with the shooting, even though he's been struggling.
Yeah. And the other thing here, like, this is a throwaway game for so many ways, especially from the starters. Like you mentioned at the beginning of the episode, Bam Adebayo finished with 9 points. His prize picks number was 16 and a half. Use the promo code 5. It's literally daily fantasy made easy. You pick your favorite players, pick your stats, pick over and under, stack players together. You can win up to 10 times your money. Use the promo code 5. Download the app Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com. They have a great desktop version as well. You're going to use the code 5 to double your initial deposit up to $100. And let's take some overs on some guys going into game 5, but I went over on Bam Adebayo and did not hit that 16 and a half points. But yeah, from the starters in this game, other than Jimmy not looking right, I'm not going to take much from it. There's been many series where, teams blow each other out either on the home floor in every game or road splits, etc. So this kind of stuff happens in playoff games. It is not foreign. You can, you know, go back to almost every single run and there there's these kind of swings at least somewhere in the playoffs. So that doesn't really concern me a ton, Alex. This is the stuff I want to take from this game. And I guess let's talk about how real any of it is. Oladipo looked great. He kept them alive early when it looked like they could even be alive. Finished with 23 on 7-16 shooting, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. He was really one of the only bright spots tonight. I thought Caleb Martin came in and gave them good minutes at times. I'm done with Dwayne Dedmon, frankly. But the guy I want to hone in on here is Duncan Robinson because he finished 4 of 8 from 3, 14 points, got garbage time threes. But sometimes those rhythms can get going here. What did you make of the bench guys, Depo, Duncan, and Caleb in particular? Any of it that you think translates to game 5? Because I do think Oladipo is becoming more and more of a factor in the series. But what did you make of the bench unit tonight?
Like I said, you know, some of it was when the game was really out of balance. But, you know, even the Celtics were playing their starters when the game was, you know, when the Heat starters had been out. So some of the stuff that they were doing was definitely, you know, very impressive to me. If you're just going to talk about what you can take away from a positive angle, because, you know, Depot getting going as a scorer against a good defense is definitely a good thing. you know, you feel good about having an extra weapon there because he hasn't really shown that as far as being a guy who can actually put up buckets for you that isn't just fitting in to the offense, right? I think a lot of it tonight was self-created. He was doing, you know, he was the only one out there in the first half who looked like he really wanted to shoot the ball. It was. I don't know what was going on with that starting lineup. I mean, Max was not shy, but that starting lineup was just very hesitant, very passive from the start. And when Depot came in, he just said, okay, this is going to be my time to shine. I'm going to show everybody that I can still do this. And he really showed you something tonight because a lot of the stuff he was doing, like you said, in the first quarter was way before the game was out of hand, even though they were getting blown out from the start. It was still very early. The Caleb stuff, like he gave you good minutes, man. He was playing great defense. He was out there hustling for offensive rebounds, you know, gives you a couple of jumps, gives you an and one, just kind of doing Caleb things. And he was out there for too long, just like he was. I think Gabe didn't have a strong night, but, it, you know, obviously was not his fault. And to finish off with Duncan, you know, I'm glad that he saw some threes go through, for sure. And I think this is meant broadcast, too. It's just, if they're going to go to him again, like let's say Tyler doesn't play again next game or whatever, and Duncan is back to being given the similar type of minutes he was given tonight, you know, he's seen some threes go through now. And not to try to give him excuses or anything, but it would be nice if he could get that at home when the game is still in balance. You know, hopefully you don't have a terrible start the way you did. But I think the bench did as good as they could have tonight. The one trend that I think is the interesting takeaway from this game is just how many mid-range shots the Celtics have forced the Heat into. And I mentioned that before the series that they're, you know, one of the best in the league at giving up a whole lot of mid-range, but defending it at a really high level. And they gave up a lot in the first two games, but the number has climbed by, you know, it's climbed significantly over the past two games in Boston, about the amount of mid-range shots the Heat are taking, and that's without Tyler Herro on the floor tonight. So that's the one thing that I think has fallen right for the Celtics as far as their game plan working. The Heat are getting a good amount of shots at the rim and from three, but if it's, you know, that pie, that shot profile pie for the Heat is very much leaning towards the mid-range shot. And we know they have guys who can hit it. They've won other games, including game one of this series, off those mid-range shots. But it's a very, I think, unconventional shot diet to have now, especially, you know, for this team, because that's not necessarily how they played. You know, that's kind of more the way the Phoenix Suns played this season. So I think now you just go back and you feel good about the bench. You feel good that you're not most likely not going to get a terrible performance from your starting group like that again in this entire playoff run. So, like I said, best of three going back home. You got two of three at home. It's up to you now. You know what I'm saying? If you're the Heat, it's up to you now.
You're right. You do control your destiny to the point that one seed matters. Boston didn't shoot particularly well, 23% from three, 39% from the field, still beat Miami 102-82. A couple of things we just have to call out, because this is just, you know, you can't go the episode without mentioning no rebounds, no rings. 60-39 was the disadvantage Miami put themselves in from the on the glass. And then this is the big one. Celtics shot 38 free throws. Miami shot 14 free throws. Jason Tatum shot 16 free throws by himself. That is just absolutely ridiculous. So the Heat had a lot of stuff going against them, but I do have to say that.
Well, the rebounds are their fault, but those two are the biggest numbers from this whole game. Maybe we waited too long to mention it.
Yeah, no, you brought it up. But I mean, it's effort and intensity. So that's what comes back for game five. They got it in their building. We'll see if Marcus Smart is healthy enough to play. We'll see how Robert Williams looked. He was like limping around and they like were trying to get a timeout to get him out of the game. I don't know how that's going to play out. So we'll see there. And then obviously we'll see if Tyler Herro is available, as well as Jimmy Butler's effectiveness. Cause I think that's going to be probably the biggest thing that we're going to look at in game five. So we'll have you covered for the rest of this week. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check out Post Up 5R on Five Reasons YouTube channel, as well as Before Floor, 1 hour before every Heat game on Five Reasons YouTube channel. Thanks and good night. Damn, that game sucked.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network.